Good morning. Jim Koloff with you, and I'm joining by three of my favorite guys. At least they are my favorite guys this morning. Haven't seen them for a little while. It maybe have been a year since I've seen these gentlemen. But this is one of the organizations that I think is doing some really, really neat stuff here in Northeast Iowa. And it's probably happening in the background. Maybe most people don't even know that this is happening right here in Northeast Iowa. But I'm joined by three board members of the Purple Heart Tour. And Jamie Welter, Jason Hall, and Neil Kiefer. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
So, as I said, not a lot of people probably even know what the Purple Heart Tour is. Could one of you just give us a little synopsis of what you gentlemen do?
So, what we do is we provide some hunts around the area for Special Forces, retired, and active duty troops. We have a turkey hunt in the spring, takes place over in Wadena, and we have a bow hunt in the fall, and then right after the bow hunt, we have a pheasant hunt that happens around here. And last year, we took three bow hunters, 11 pheasant hunters, and then we had 9 turkey hunters this spring. So the spring turkey hunt just wrapped up the third week of April.
So Jamie, when you mentioned that these troops, retired and active duty troops, are these gentlemen from here in Northeast Iowa, or do they come, where do they come from?
All over the country. The Special Forces, we've got contacts that will reach out to us and say, hey, I know a guy that I think would really enjoy Iowa, and I think, you know, Iowa would enjoy him. So we get their information, and they come in from Georgia, North Carolina. We've had some from the West Coast, pretty much all over the United States.
Wow, so you're bringing these guys in from all over every, what's it take to do that, to organize these hunts and arrange the transportation and the housing? That's a pretty big endeavor, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very big endeavor. It takes a big lift from us on the board to fundraise all year round. We host a couple different fundraising events. We usually figure around $1,000 to $1,300 a troop to get them to Iowa for any given event, and that's all inclusive for them. That's travel, lodging, food, meals, their hunting tags, their hunting licenses, everything is included in that. So we host a couple different fundraising events every year to be able to support that, and we have a lot of great support in the area.
Thank you, Neil. Yeah, I would imagine it takes a lot of hands and a lot of money to do this, to bring in these guys that deserve this opportunity. Jason, tell me, how were the hunts this year? Were they successful? When these guys come to Iowa, do they get the kill? Are they having fun and being successful?
As far as I know, everybody had a great time. The bow hunters did well. The pheasant hunters, they do well every year. And the turkey hunters, we're still 100% on the turkey hunt.
100%. That just makes me feel terrible for myself because I was not 100%, but I'd give up mine for these guys any day. So that is awesome to hear that they are 100%. And how many hunts, how many years has this been happening?
I think we go back to 2010, 2008 area, something like that. The pheasant hunt started, and that was all before we came on. So, you know, there's been a lot of guys involved in this, and a few have stepped away for reasons, you know, personal reasons with families and stuff like that. And guys just keep going, and here we are today, 2023, and strong as ever. So,
well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Purple Heart Tour and what you have coming up with some fundraisers and things, but we've got a special surprise this morning because we've got someone on the phone. I hope he's still here, but Jared, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, Jared Reeser is here, and Jared, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your military service.
I'm from a small town in South Mississippi. I currently live on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I'm a 26-year retired Army Special Forces veteran. Army Special Forces, they're commonly referred to as a Green Beret. I've served in both Afghanistan and Iraq, actually several tours in Afghanistan. I retired in 2016 to become a trophy husband and stay-at-home dad. I have a beautiful wife who is my rock. I have 4 children. 2 of them are adults, and I've still got 2 teenagers at the house.
Wow. That is awesome. Thank you for your service, but most of all, thank you for being that trophy husband and your family, what you do for them. I'm sure that's as important to you as anything.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Say, how did you learn about the Purple Heart Tour organization?
An old teammate of mine and good friend, he attended a hunt in Iowa, one of their hunts. While there, he kind of mentioned my name to some of the PHT guys, how I retired from active service and was kind of having a pretty hard time. 2 years after I retired, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, which later became metastatic.
Wow.
At the time of diagnosis, I was also found to have an ascending aortic aneurysm, which had to be replaced after the cancer was kind of dealt with. It's kind of been a crazy 5 years.
No doubt.
Yeah. Anyway, the PHT guys, they sounded like I was a pretty good candidate for some Iowa healing therapy. They called me up, and after begging for 30 minutes or so, finally convinced me to come to Iowa for a hunt.
I don't remember the phone call going like
kidding.
That at all.
It took like 2 seconds to say yes. I was pretty excited.
Oh, boy. And it came at just the perfect time for you.
Yes, sir, it did. It was pretty good.
Well, how would you describe the hunting that Iowa has to offer and the support that you know the Purple Heart Tour has?
Oh, wow. Describe the hunting in Iowa. I've never experienced anything like it, and I've hunted my entire life. I can't speak for the rest of Iowa, but the hills, hollows, and ridges where I hunted in Fayette County, Iowa, are absolutely beautiful and majestic. As an avid hunter, to sum it up in just a few words, it's just magical. And trying not to sound blasphemous, to me, it was heaven on earth. My teammate, he tried to explain it to me. He said he could talk to, he was blue in the face and still would not do it justice. It just has to be experienced to fully understand how special an opportunity to hunt in Iowa is.
So what did you think about Iowa before you came here to hunt? Did you have any impression about our state? Did you have any knowledge about our state?
I knew it was a big farm state, and, you know, like I said, I was a hunter, so I've watched shows where they hunt in Iowa for years, and I knew, you know, trophy deer come from Iowa, and I was really excited for this opportunity.
That's fantastic. So and were you successful here in Iowa?
Yes, sir, I was. I actually came up twice. I went up for the turkey hunt last April. I was able to get a very good turkey. It sits in a mount in my living room now. So great experience. And then I came back up in October for the bow hunt. And I killed a very good Iowa whitetail. And he's currently at the taxidermy right now.
Perfect. Perfect. He'll be making his return to your home here soon, hopefully, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, Jared, this is special to have you on the phone and have you join us this morning. Tell us, what does this program mean to individuals like you that might be active duty or just retired? Obviously, you said what it meant to you and the health problems you were having. But, you know, overall, what does it mean to the veterans and active duty that are up here and hunting in Iowa?
Oh, PHT is a great organization. Their mission, their members, I cannot thank them enough for the love and compassion they've shown to me and all the service members and vets who attended their hunts. Just knowing that there's organizations out there like PHT whose sole purpose is to get service members and veterans in the outdoors by taking them hunting or fishing, it's absolutely amazing. And to be honest, a lot of these guys, they need something like that in their life, but they don't even realize it until they're sitting there in the middle of the woods listening to the wind blow through the trees and the sounds of Mother Nature. It's a very healing experience, and I cannot thank PHT enough.
Well, these are the guys making it happen. We've got three of them here, but they represent 7 board members and about 75 volunteers at least. So they'll pass along your thoughts. I'm sure you've already told them all, but I'm so glad that you could be up here and experience our great state and be honored for your service, but also enjoy the serene and quiet and the beautifulness of Iowa that we have. So, Jared, thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you again for your service, and hopefully your health continues to be stable and improve.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jared Reeser, one of the troops who have benefited from all the things that you gentlemen do at the Purple Heart Tour. Wow, just listening to him and hearing him, and I'm sure he represents almost everybody you bring in the area, doesn't he?
Yep. He's a good man.
Wow. And I got to imagine that they are all so very appreciative of this opportunity.
Yeah. They express gratitude and their appreciation nonstop. But I think something that gets lost in this is what it means to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just as grateful to be sitting against a tree in Northeast Iowa or providing a tree stand or fields and dogs and stuff like that. We are every bit as appreciated of them as they are us.
So tell us how the community can get involved and how they can help out in your efforts. Are there some ways that they can help out and get involved, maybe donate or attend a fundraiser? Do you have some things coming up maybe that the community could help out with?
Yeah, absolutely. So this fall, or I guess I should start off in September. Is it September 11th?
September 9th.
September 9th, we are hosting a sportsman's golf outing in Nashua. It's one of our fundraising events. It's been fantastic the last couple of years. So if you're interested in golfing, you know, all the proceeds from that golf outing go to support Purple Heart Tour and our mission. The next time would be our pheasant hunt is going to be the second weekend of November this year. And we have a meet and greet down in Waverly at the VFW post down there. So we'll be in there for dinner. You can come support us there too. We have raffle tickets for sale. You can find raffle tickets. You can reach out to any board members to buy raffle tickets. And then we have some for sale at different stores and facilities around Northeast Iowa. So that's really the easiest way is support our raffles, support our meet and greet, come golf with us. It's a great time. And then, yeah, we're always looking for donations for, you know, food, places to hunt, you know. Luckily in Iowa, we're blessed, especially in this area, we're blessed with a lot of CRP and good pheasant habitat. So that's not hard to come by. But yeah, any kind of food, beverages, or a cash donation too.
All right, Neil, appreciate that. And Jason, tell us social media, website, how can people, you know, find out more if they want to kind of keep track of what you're doing over the months?
As of right now, it's just Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, and we're trying to get a little bit better on keeping up on that. But yeah, Facebook is the only social media we have right now.
All right, so search them out on Facebook, Purple Heart Tour. You can keep track of what's going on and find out some contact information. If you'd like to make a donation, you know, again, the money goes directly to, and I assume almost 100% of that, any donation would go to get these troops up to Iowa hunting?
100% goes to the troops.
Yeah, 100%.
It should be said, too, that we're all volunteers. We don't have any, the Purple Heart Tour does not have any full-time employees, and there's nobody on the payroll.
That's what I like to hear, an organization that is run by volunteers. So when you make a donation, 100% of that money is going to the mission, which is honor these active duty and veterans and getting them up to enjoy Iowa. And look at what we heard on the phone from Jared is just the impression that he has of Iowa now in our hunting. It's just we probably take it for granted, I think, here, what we have, don't we?
I think we do. One thing I wanted to touch on for fundraisers and stuff like that is, if you can't make it to one of our certain events or you can't get here that, don't be afraid to go support your Pheasants Forever, your Ducks Unlimited. Charles City has a huge Ducks Unlimited following and a great group of guys. Your whitetail banquets and stuff like that, they might not directly affect us, but they do in a way, because without those guys, we wouldn't have this pheasant property. We wouldn't have these great deer numbers and stuff like that. So you might not think you're directly helping us out by going to one of these, but in the end, you ultimately are, and you're helping the community out that supports us.
Absolutely. Good point. I appreciate that, Jamie. We must all do our part in conservation and maintain and improve what we have here in the state of Iowa. So Jamie Welter, Jason Hall, Neil Kiefer, Purple Heart Tour, thank you for being here, and thank you for what you do.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.